This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Yes, indeed, it's time for us to talk about talk here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my colleague and friend, mentor, and expert, Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, the expert in talking about talk. Whenever there's talk about talk, they want to talk to the expert on talk about talk. That's Michael Harrison, who's here to talk about talk.
Sounds like there's a tongue twister in there.
Yes, there is. Right. That's all right, so my friend, you're going to go through the charts for the week of October 31st to November 4th for us, please.
Okay, this is the part where I talk. So at number 10, we have a tie between abortion and LGBTQ rights. At number 9, we have race relations, immigration, and anti-Semitism. At number 8, crime and homelessness. At number 7, COVID-19 and other health issues. At number 6, all kinds of big tech stuff and the activities of the big twit, Elon Musk. At number 5, Russia-Ukraine war tied with the Brazilian election and foreign affairs, and then there's also the Israeli election. So the boys are back in town, some old faces presidential offices or prime minister positions.
We always like talking about the interview you and I did
with that guy
in his closet.
I'm glad he's back just for that story to have new currency.
Yes, right, exactly.
You know? Yeah. I always root for guys I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right.
That can get you in a lot of trouble because we know a lot of scoundrels.
Yeah, we do.
At number 4, Trump's legal issues. At number 3, Pelosi's home invasion. At number 2, the economy and the Fed rate hike. And number 1, politics in the midterm elections. So we're getting close to the midterms. And matter of fact, next time we meet, they'll have already been done.
Yes.
We'll be talking about how
either number one again, probably.
Yeah, the aftermath. And we'll talk about how either the polls are either correct or incorrect.
Uh-huh.
On our people survey, we have a whole bunch of characters. Elon Musk at 10, Vladimir Putin at 9, Paul and Nancy Pelosi at 8, Jay Powell at 7, J.D. Vance and Tim Ryan tied at 6, Herschel Walker and Raphael Warren. Warnock at 5, Mark Kelly and Blake Masters at 4, Mehmet Oz and John Fetterman at 3, Donald Trump at 2, Joe Biden at 1, and there's a snapshot of the talk of the week.
What about Elon Musk? Number 10 on the people list. The staff at Twitter says that they were locked out of their company, their email accounts shut off, just before all of the layoffs, the evening before. So what does that say about Musk? He's interested, apparently, in running this company himself.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to... One of the people that I know, and you know well, in the talk radio world, Jennifer Horn, who works on the accompanying hour to our countdown show, she's doing mornings at KRLA in Los Angeles, said the day after Twitter officials were fired... And Musk actually took over, her number of followers on Twitter increased by 2,000 in a day. What does that tell you about what was going on there? Is there a throttle on some of these social media sites?
Of course there's a throttle.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Give me a break.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Internet was supposed to clear up all the confusion about the inaccuracy of ratings. Back in the day of over-the-air ratings or newspaper circulations or box office or record company reports, you know, the different ways we make charts. But the Internet has done exactly the opposite. It's created ratings that are more suspect, I'm being kind.
Yes.
Metrics, we call them now, than we've ever seen before.
This one has 2 million followers, and this one...
Give me a break. It's so... ripe for fraud that it's disgusting.
Yeah, it is. And there are a lot of things being said by a lot of politicians that are pretty disgusting. as well. The business, the number nine on the countdown and the focus on anti-Semitism, pretty troubling. I see this as something that, you know, there's a FBI warning this weekend as we're doing this program. Office in Newark has urged the synagogues in New Jersey to take all security precautions to, I'm reading from the FBI's press release, take all security precautions to protect your community and facility this weekend. But they're not saying why. They don't know, or they probably do know, but they aren't saying who made the threats against them and what is going on right now that seems to be bringing this back up to the surface, Michael. I guess that's one of the things that I would wonder. Again, this is number nine on the countdown story list.
Well, anti-Semitism always comes and goes, and it's always there. It's always either prevalent or just beneath the surface. And the discussion about why that is and how that is a very complex one. But I would say a couple of the things that are fueling the discussion about anti-Semitism, aside from that very provocative story you just told us about New Jersey, mm-hmm. is Kanye West and his seeming habit of embracing Adolf Hitler that now is being revealed to have gone back for years. Yeah. He's a fan of Hitler. And Kyrie Irving, a major basketball star with the Brooklyn Nets,
was suspended for
five games for reportedly supporting a movie and a book that contain anti-Semitic themes, and he refused to apologize or to mention it or talk about it or come clean, and he eventually did. But those kinds of things are troubling. Believe it or not, Kanye West, Ye, as he likes to be called now, is, in spite of the fact that many people think of him as one of these high-profile buffoons because of his connection with the Kardashians, and he's actually very influential. And he's not stupid. He may have some, you know, emotional issues, you know, but he's not to be taken lightly. And he is doing a lot of damage out there in terms of riling up anti-Semitism. So that's why we're talking.
The pockets don't even, it's not small anymore. People don't like blacks because they're black. They don't like Jews because they're Jewish. They don't like this person, the Republicans don't like the Democrats. It's like we all have lists, or it seems I don't, but many people do have lists of people they won't associate with because of something that is different about them than them. They don't trust them. They don't. Whatever it is, where does that start?
Some people are scapegoats. Some people are judged by the characteristics of. You know, every group has characteristics, but no group should be judged as a group. we learn that time after time.
What a great. let's say that again.
The groups do have characteristics, and you can focus on them, you can make fun of them, you can jokes about them, you can stereotype them, but when you really look at it, that's a terrible thing to do, and you cannot judge a group as a group. You have to judge people as individuals, and otherwise it leads to all kinds of problems. And everybody has a reason why they don't like some group. They could have been brainwashed by their parents, which is mostly where it starts.
Yes.
It's brainwashing. Yeah. You know, back to there's an old Rodgers and Hammerstein song from South Pacific, an old play, a musical that really is a powerful song. It's called You've Got to Be Taught. And basically the theme of it is you've got to be taught to be a hater.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't come
naturally.
No one's born a hater. You're taught. And when you think about the brainwashing that starts at the home, you know, religion, nationality, hates, loves, all this stuff, I mean, you can't replace the parents, you can't replace the family, that would be worse. I mean, you can't have the government control what children learn, but you ask, where does it start? It starts with parents. It starts with the home. It starts with the indoctrination that we humans get from birth. and where we happen to be, you know, by the luck of the draw, born into.
Yeah.
I mean, would most people be the religion that they are if they weren't born into it?
Probably not. No, probably not. So let me take this one step further. The Madison Children's Museum this week fired a Wisconsin man because he wore an Adolf Hitler costume over Halloween. What they found out after the fact, after they fired him, was he had some kind of disability and a learning disability, and apparently was given this costume by somebody as a prank. He didn't know who Hitler was, so he was fired. It would seem to me that makes a mockery of the real meaning behind not wanting to have any Nazi stuff around.
I'm sure that once the truth comes out, they'll reverse that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a misunderstanding, don't you think? Mm-hmm. And the person the person who set him up is the culprit there.
I remember a couple of years ago, there was a teacher who was suspended after she allowed one of her students to dress as Hitler in a school event. And you wonder, okay, is it allow? Is that the, did she encourage? Sometimes this stuff goes too far, I think.
Lends itself to overreaction and misunderstanding, and it all depends on the context. I mean, look at the motion picture and then the Broadway musical Back to Broadway again of the producers and the mock musical that they created so as to ensure that they have a flop. You know, called Springtime for Hitler.
Yeah.
and it wound up being a success it was so outrageously funny.
It was crazy, yeah. All right, Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here. Lots to think about and talk about on the countdown, 18 past the hour.
Hi there, I'm your host, Doug, filling in for the human who's normally here and bringing you the smells and sounds of the holidays, courtesy of Beggin' Dog Treats.
We wish you a beggin' Christmas. We wish you a beggin' Christmas. So rest ye merry Dobermen, let beggin' you acquire. Deck the halls with strips of beggin'.
Remember, for bacon-loving dog excitement this holiday, it's beggin'!
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Finding the right Medicare plan? Oof, no easy feat. Kind of like those dances my granddaughter loves making me do. But then I found Walgreens FindRx coverage. Lets you compare plans online, over the phone, or in person. Made Medicare shopping so easy. Plus, I found plans with low-cost copays. I can get down with that. When you need to talk Medicare, Walgreens is here. Start shopping today at walgreens.com/Medicare.
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 Biggie Bag. Get your choice of double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, or crispy chicken BLT. Plus four-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5. That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're going to feel when you get that Biggie Bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes four-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Here on Good Day Health for this weekend. It's the first weekend of November, and the lights are on earlier because we're going back to that foolishness and I say this not advisedly, I think it's ridiculous. We every year, what's the expression, spring ahead, fall back. So we lose an hour. Daylight ends at 4:30 typically, even down. Well, I think it's a little, because you're more inland. In Florida, you're more inland, so you stay light down there during daylight savings till 5:15, I think is the worst. But up here where I am in New England, good God, it's, by the time we get to December, it's 4 o'clock, and it's dark. And nobody comes out. Every year we say the same thing. We want to stop it. And there are medical implications of this that I think I wanted to spend a moment on when people, although I hear the crybabies just say, I'm going to lose an hour of sleep. That's terrible. Come on. You can make that up pretty easily. That's not the real issue. So what is with losing the time or the daylight? That affects a lot of things in your body, does it not?
Yeah, there's definitely seasonal affective disorder, SAD.
Ah, yes, yeah, right.
That is definitely affected by lack of sunlight, lack of light. A lot of the body's hormonal processes are stimulated by the presence of light, so it has great effects on us.
Yeah, it certainly does. Dr. Ken from Lake Cardiology, if you'd like to practice medicine with him, you can do it on the phone. You can do it with the video Zoom connections. The telemedicine advances are fabulous. Or you can go see him in the office, which is what I prefer to do. Office number is 352-735-1400. That's for Dr. Ken, Lake Cardiology, Mount Dora, Florida. Get his advice. His experience, the research he's done, all of his knowledge, put it to work for you. 352-735-1400. Let's talk about alcohol and how it is perceived by some youngsters to be cool. Let's go out and drink. But what is happening is the opposite of good. The alcohol deaths, when you look at young adults, when you look at working age Americans, there's a study out that has been going on for a number of years, and what does it tell us?
Well, this report from JAMA Network Open tells me that alcohol is very overrated. This came out this week, published in, again, JAMA Network Open. That 1 in 8 total deaths among American adults, Doug, 20 to 64, were attributable to excessive alcohol use, and it accounted for roughly 1 in 5 deaths among adults ages 20 to 49 over this same period. This was between 2015 to 2019. So it's an amazing killer.
Well, what is it? One of the things that you wonder about is, you know, what is it that gets people to drink? What in circumstances? I come from a problem family. My mother was an alcoholic, and we never really talked about it because you didn't talk about those things other than her condition. But what psychologically gets people to take that first drink? Is it excitement? Is it going along with a crowd? You know, I don't understand it, frankly. It's very perplexing.
I think it's a combination of genetics and environment. I think there are some people of genetic types that are just so much more susceptible to getting addicted to it, and there are some genetic types that can take a drink and say, you know, I don't need this.
No big deal.
If they have a couple of drinks a year, it's a lot.
Yep. All right, Dr. Ken and Doug continue another half hour of Good Day Health with Ken Kronhaus coming up, so stay tuned for that.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
The home that you live in has stuff in it that you may not know. Mold. Mildew. Want to get rid of it? The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier uses Oxy technology. Naturally sends out molecules into the air which will seek out those odors, get the pollutants that are in your home, and kill them dead. This doesn't mask anything, doesn't cover up the odors. It actually gets rid of the problem. You can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack. This is for the whole house. Special offer right now using the DUG3 code. You get 3 units for under $200. Please go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in discount code DUG3. That's how you save the $200.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But, Doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, Doctor, isn't there anything you can
do? I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tomorrow it all becomes official. The midterm elections will allow you to decide if we should continue down President Biden's path or to change course, taking America into a new direction. Make sure to fulfill your civic duty. North Korea continues to push its aggressive rhetoric. North Korea, a country of 25 million people, had its leadership say on Monday that its recent missile launches were simulated strikes against South Korea and the United States. The 2022 United Nations Climate Change Conference, more commonly referred to as COP27, is being held in Egypt. The Climate Change Conference is all about securing big money for their cause, or else. Nisha Krishnan on CNN is with World Resource Institute.
And without that finance, I think we're all at a stalemate, really, and we will see increasing sort of devastation.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Later, it is only now, and now we're continuing our focus on the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. The charts for the week are published every week at talkers.com, also on gooddayshow.com. We're going through, not necessarily in order, but things that seem to stand out, that are crying for some conversation. I often say to Michael, when the world is okay when there's a sports item on the countdown. If there's at least one sports thing, okay, there's hope.
Well, and Kyrie Irving is,
I suppose,
sports
that's
thing.
Yeah.
I'm talking about good, like who's winning and who's losing.
Right now, the World Series is going on, and if this were any other time but the now, in other words, if we were living in the then. Yeah. World Series took over everybody's thinking. Kids didn't go to school.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, they didn't play the games at night. They played them during the day when children could see them.
Could see them.
And then, of course, at school, sometimes an enlightened principal will bring a TV into the auditorium and everybody would watch if the home team was in it and kids were listening to their transistor radios with those little earplugs that were the forerunners of today's earbuds. But now baseball's no big deal unless you live in Philadelphia or Houston.
Yeah, and people don't like Houston because they still remember when they cheated.
Yeah. And
so there's a lot of booing going on. Maybe maybe it's appropriate to a certain extent anyway, but it's nice to have some focus. One of the things, number seven this week, a COVID story as we continue, Pfizer has launched a trial of combined vaccines that are supposed to prevent the seasonal flu and COVID-19 together, because the stats on COVID-19 going back up again, and the seasonal flu tracker suggests that flu will be much more of a problem this year than it has been the past couple of years. So that brings us around to asking everybody whether you are going to get this shot. Will you get this shot, Michael?
Yeah. No, I have not gotten that shot. I mean, I have my yearly physical, at which point, usually in December, at which point the doctor and his nurses gang up on me and don't let me leave if I don't get a flu shot. They really work you over. Like, I don't want a flu shot. What do you mean you're not going to have a flu shot? And then there's, as you walk down the hallway, if you get past him, a group of nurses jump out from the nursing station and say, "You're getting a flu shot." So I have succumbed.
Like it or not,
I've succumbed over the last few years to that. I've had my, I've had a couple of vaccines. I've had a couple of boosters, and now I'm watching very carefully. In fact, I was just talking to a doctor the other day who swore by them, said that they're great. And then you talk to another doctor, and they tell you that these vaccines could be causing all kinds of things, from fatigue you know, I don't know. I think you have to just know your own physiology, go with your own experience, and understand that doctors are human and they're just there to help you come to decisions. You can't make it through this life if you're stupid. And, of course, you can't be happy if you're smart. Ignorance is bliss. So you have to choose to either be stupid and happy or smart and unhappy. But there's a balance to that, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. So number three on the story list is the home invasion at the Pelosi's, and where that all is. He's been released from the hospital. The attacker is in jail. More security. Every single newspaper, every single television story has had a picture of their home. How would they ever get privacy again when everybody is looking at a picture of their home in San Francisco?
Move.
From the place. Yeah.
That's all. But, I mean, the fact that, that the Pelosi's could have a home invasion really sends chills, you know, down your spine. It's it's extremely disturbing. Yeah. Just like that story years ago when you know, emotionally disturbed man made his way to the Queen's bedside.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so, so it, you know, it makes you worry when you turn out the lights at night and you go to sleep, you know. What's going on out there?
That old
it's
song
a very
from Jay
disturbing... Yeah, it's
remember
a disturbing story.
The old song from Jay and the Americans, "Let's lock the door and throw away the key now."
Yeah, dum dooby dum dooby dum.
Dum dooby dum, yes, right. Okay, let's see what else we can sink our teeth into here. Donald Trump, number two on the list of people being discussed, is a New York judge this week who chided the defense team, Trump's defense team, for failing to submit any evidence at all. The quote was, quote, "an iota of evidence that would rebut allegations of fraud." Supposedly, he has defrauded business associates of $200 million, and that includes overvaluing his assets, apartment houses and stuff, so he could borrow more money against them. That doesn't sound like it's illegal. It just sounds like the people in the bank are stupid.
It's against the law to lie on credit applications.
Right.
It's against the law to lie to the FBI. It's against the law to lie in court. It's against the law to lie to the IRS. So some of these things are, you know, crimes if, in fact, they are able to indict Trump or you know, take it all the way.
Yeah.
There's great questions as to whether, because of Trump's unique position within the American psyche, and the fact that he has so many followers, and the fact that he is a viable candidate, and that he is without any kind of restraint in terms of what he says and does, that he's a force to be reckoned with, even though they've got him on a number of legal issues and others are trumped up, no pun intended.
Yeah.
This is a very big issue, and it's a problem. He probably will be a Teflon individual and get away with all of it. As to whether he'll be president again, I don't know.
The economy, number two, the number of homes being sold. I was talking to a friend of mine who's a real estate person last night about who's buying the homes. Are they borrowing the money or do they have cash?
Well, apparently, they have cash, they're probably from another country.
Well, no, apparently, well, again, I guess you look at the source here. Mortgage rates are at a 20-year high, but most people who are buying homes right now are paying cash. So that tells you that they're older, they're probably white, and they probably are retired with a healthy stipend. There are a lot of people that are living in rich zip codes, affluent zip codes, probably a better way to put it, who are downsizing, selling their homes in the Boston area. There are communities like Wayland, Weston, Newton. The average home is $4 or $5 million. All the kids are gone, so they sell a house. They go buy a new house for $2 million. It's half the size, but it's cash, not borrowing money. Because who wants to borrow money at the interest rate that now is prevalent, right?
Well, the higher the interest rate, the harder it is to confidently or comfortably borrow money.
Yeah.
What right. A lot of people don't realize, you know, they think I paid $150,000 for my house and I have a 20-year mortgage. And then they sell the house after 20 years for $160,000, and they made $10,000. Actually, they paid $300,000 for the house when you count interest. Right. Why do we play games? We lie to ourselves with fuzzy math, even though we know in our gut that doesn't feel right. When you take a loan for a house, you're paying a lot more money for that house than you realize.
Yep.
So therefore, it's smart in many ways, if you can afford it, to park your money in a house and avoid the interest rates.
Yeah.
But people have different approaches to that. So, you know, I don't want to go too deep into my own ignorance the basic broad strokes of it is, don't think just because you have credit and you can get in a loan that you're getting a deal. The banks haven't gotten to where they are because they're, altruistic.
No. Number eight this week on our countdown is about crime. I'd like to tie it to Halloween. The mayor of a town in Oregon arrested for attempted murder following a road rage incident on Halloween that left him firing gunshots at a family in a car, four people in a car. He apparently wasn't satisfied that they moved fast enough at a light, so he bumped them, pushed them with his car. This is on Halloween night. The family was out doing trick-or-treating. They were traveling from one place to another. They were in their Halloween costumes. And so the mayor in his SUV pulled up behind them, and apparently who knows what went on. Bumped the car, got angry, so he gets out his gun and he starts shooting at the car. Hmm. How do you like that for happy Halloween? Here's another one.
Boy, there's a lot of societal ills.
Ooh.
tied up in that story.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't even how do you unpack that one?
Here's another one.
I hate trick-or-treating, by the way.
Well, yeah, and here's one that adds up to that. Three Oregon families found razor blades in their children's candy on trick-or-treat night. This is Eugene, Oregon. A lot of people listening to this program in Eugene, Oregon, as a matter of fact. So how does it get to a point where somebody is that sick that they do this to youngsters who are trick-or-treating? And it's been going on for a long time. Maybe I shouldn't have brought it up because...
No, maybe you should have brought it up. Maybe it's not even true. because it's such an old theme, you know, the old lady down the block puts razor blades in the apples. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember that when I was a kid. Do you remember that? You know, mm-hmm. There was no old lady down the block, and there were no razor blades in the apples. But that's like sort of a meme or a trope.
Yeah.
A couple of words that are floating around these days. That's a trope from Halloween.
Are they woke?
Yeah. Oh, they've been woke. They're woke. So woke, they're in a fantasy.
All right, 46 after. What's on the MH interview at talkers.com after this?
Why wait to save? Dell Technologies Black Friday event arrives early with select deals on top tech to power business productivity. The savings start now with up to 48% off performance business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, including free shipping on everything. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Black Friday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Hi there, I'm your host, Dog, filling in for the human who's normally here and bringing you the smells and sounds of the holidays, courtesy of Beggin' Dog Treats.
We wish you a beggin' Christmas. We wish you a beggin' Christmas. So Chris, ye merry Doberman, let beggin' you acquire. Stack the halls with strips of beggin'.
Remember, for beggin'-loving dog excitement this holiday,
it's beggin'!
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Finding the right Medicare plan? Oof, no easy feat. Kind of like those dances my granddaughter loves making me do. But then I found Walgreens FindRx coverage. Lets you compare plans online, over the phone, or in person. Made Medicare shopping so easy. Plus, I found plans with low-cost copays. I can get down with that. When you need to talk Medicare, Walgreens is here. Start shopping today at walgreens.com/Medicare.
You know, one of the things that happens here on the Countdown Show, when you have gone through most everything and think, okay, we've covered everything, there's probably, because of the amount of money spent, I saw a figure, I don't think I was relating it to the ladies who were on the Countdown Review that we do that accompanies the show. The amount of money spent this year, would you and I talk about that? Or was it them? I can't remember. $197 billion or some unbelievable amount of money has been spent
on what?
On midterm elections. Buying
it's absurd.
Commercials.
It's good for the media. It provides an extra burst of income.
Yeah.
There's a whole industry surrounding elections, so that money does go from one hand to another in its circulation. But
yeah.
It just shows you how corrupt and the power of money in setting policy and why special interests will spend that much money, you know, on jobs that only pay $120,000 a year.
Yeah.
Why do they spend, you know? Well, it's the power that comes with it. And isn't it interesting how most politicians, when they retire, they're wealthy.
Very wealthy.
Way wealthier than their incomes would have indicated.
And nobody asks the question, hey, how'd you get that money?
No.
Yeah.
They get it. They dodge it. They dodge it.
I had a lot of speaking engagements, and I wrote a book.
I mean, even Bernie Sanders is a millionaire.
Of course. All right. So next week, I'm sure focus number one will be the elections again, the results. Michael Harrison will be here. As usual, this is Talk Radio Countdown Show at 10 before the hour.
Know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Sounds like the Honeymooners. Is it?
That is the Honeymooners, Doug.
See how good my memory is?
All right, getting better.
You and I didn't even talk about what was coming up musically. All right, so what are we, this is like every day having trailers.
Yeah. I got to tell you, you know how you know you're doing the show a long time? Because Art Carney was born on this day. He was born November 4th, 1918. He would have been 104 years old, Art Carney, co-starred with Jackie Gleason, one of the most classic sitcoms of all time, The Honeymooners, which I wound up watching, obviously not in his first run, but late at night, I think it was 11:30, WPIX Channel 11 out of New York. I lived in Brooklyn. I watched all the Honeymooners episodes. That was followed by The Twilight Zone at midnight. So I wound up discovering The Honeymooners and Twilight Zone back-to-back on WPIX Channel 11 out of New York when I was a kid. But I liked Art Carney. I thought he was really good. I remember my mother taking me to see a movie called Harry and Tonto in the 1970s, which he won an Oscar for Best Actor. Terrific in that film. And, of course, he did one of the classic Twilight Zone episodes called The Night of the Meek, where he played Santa. Very profound, really well-scripted 20-minute television episode of the Twilight Zone. I was a fan, Art Carney.
I know you were. Nothing wrong with that. Okay, what's coming out this weekend that we will be excited about, if anything?
Can you use a different word than excited? There's only one real movie that's getting a semi-wide release. It's called Armageddon Time, a coming-of-age story with Anne Hathaway, and Anthony Hopkins and Jessica Chastain. I don't see this making much of a dent at the box office. And I got to tell you, Doug, in the state of movies right now and the climate we're living in, if you want people to go to a movie theater, please don't name it Armageddon Time. I mean, I can't think of a worse title of a movie. Hey, honey, let's go to the movies. What do you want to see?
Armageddon.
I just don't see it working.
No, not
but
smart.
We'll see.
I agree with you. The Disney Company and Robert Lopez being taken to court by a songwriter that says the soundtrack from Frozen 2 was stolen from him. So when did this happen?
Disney suits all the time. Listen, 99.9% full on deaf ears. We'll see where that goes. Ask me what I'm doing this weekend, Doug.
What are you doing this weekend, Chuck?
Okay, at the theater I'm involved in, at Pocono Cinema in East Stroudsburg, we're going to screen Kevin Smith's Clerks 3. And the Saturday night showing at 8 o'clock, I invited the star of the film, Brian O'Halloran, down to the theater. And he's going to come down, and I'm going to do we're going to introduce it to the crowd, and then I'm going to do a question and answer after the movie. So I'm looking forward to it. I've met Brian a few times. He's a super nice guy. So Clark Street, Pocono Cinema, East Strasburg, Pennsylvania, 8 o'clock. If you're in the area, I'll be there.
So Kevin Spacey is being honored with a Lifetime Achievement Award in acting and teaching by the Italian Film Museum.
The timing's a little awkward, but I guess it is what it is.
Well, he's out of the court case.
The guy was a great actor.
But he's the last court case he had. He was found not guilty.
Yeah.
So this is the second time that's happened. One wonders if there isn't more to the story, frankly. Peacock, streaming the Hallmark Channel. What do you make of that? All those Christmas movies?
I think it's a good business move.
Yeah. Well, for both of them, right? For Hallmark.
Yes.
And Peacock is... I saw Peacock has 400 million
people. The reality is those movies are simplistic, and they're basically repetitive, but they're effective, and they work.
Yeah. Same old thing, right?
Yes,
over and over again. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with
Hallmark.
That.
Hallmark. So are they already playing those holiday movies on Hallmark Channel now, aren't they?
They are. Yes.
All right.
In the mood.
Yeah. Am I in the mood for it?
Yes. For Christmas, Doug, for Christmas.
I'm not in the mood for Christmas, no. Thank you. Are you? I'm in the mood for love, but that's simply
you.
Be...
I'm just getting over Halloween, so we'll see.
Wow, but the Christmas music is on radio stations all over the place. You can see a lot of promotions for Christmas.
I don't know if you heard. There's a lot of money in Christmas. A lot of money.
I did hear that. Thank you.
Yes, okay.
We have to get through Thanksgiving first, though. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, with discussions of ancillary things as well, here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 59 past the hour.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.